Question 3 from Sujit Kumar. If Krishna is the original form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, why is it that there was no mention of his name and form as Krishna in the scriptures prior to his appearance, like the Ramayana and the Vedas? Why is the Lord referred to as Narayana and not as Krishna? I would be glad if you could clarify this doubt which has arisen in this sinful mind. Well, we find from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which was compiled by Sri Vyasadeva, actually just after Krishna's departure, but which is understood to be eternal, that long before Krishna's appearance in this world, Prahlad Maharaj said, Matiena Krishne Parata Svatova, that Prahlad prayed, or he said that he mentioned the name of Krishna, that he was referring to people who are not inclined toward Krishna. So that's there. It's also referred to Prahlad as being Krishna Graha, as he was as if influenced by Krishna. So Prahlad knew about Krishna. In the Vedas, we'll find in the purport to Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter 10, text 8, from the Vedas, quoting Gopal Tapani Upanishad of the Atharva Veda, about Narayana. And then he quotes from the Narayana Upanishad. Brahmanyo Devaki Putraha, the son of Devaki is the Supreme Personality. So the son of Devaki is, of course, Krishna. There are many quotes also from the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, which show Krishna, which mention Krishna. Yo brahmanam vidadhati purvang yo vai vedangs chagapayati sma krishnaha. This is from the Gopal Tapani Upanishad of the Atharva Veda. It was Krishna who in the beginning instructed Brahma in Vedic knowledge and who disseminated Vedic knowledge in the past. Anyway, apart from all these considerations, there's also the consideration that time is eternal. So, even though Krishna appeared recently in terms of cosmic time, it wasn't that Krishna did not exist before his appearance. Krishna always exists. He appears in this world from time to time. So, that he was not present previously, that he appeared recently didn't mean that he didn't exist, and of course the Vedic literature does mention him prior to his existence.